Good afternoon, folks. I'm here. What can I say? Hope you're there. And we can touch one another again. This is our time, this hour of the week when we come together and we share our hopes, our dreams, perhaps find out a little bit about our past lifetimes, perhaps ask the cherubim about your mission. We do connect with the cherubim in the center of the cosmos and work with the Akashic Records. What's in your records, my darlings? Where have you been? What have you brought to this moment, to this exceptionally wonderful moment that we all stand together in our power, walking into our mastery? And so, if you would like to know what's in your record, give us a call here, 877-876-5227. Before we really get into some of the things that I wanted to talk about, I sort of wanted to mention something. This can be a moment in history where there could be a lot of turmoil in your life. Well,
hello?
We have somebody who wants some information. And your name, please.
Well, hello.
Your name, please.
Oh, my name's Kendra.
Hi, Kendra. What
Hi.
Can we do for you, Kendra?
I know I heard you can read into the Akashic, I don't know if I'm pronouncing right, Akashic records.
Yes.
And I had a question. It sounds like really bizarre, but I'm 21 now. And when I was 14, I had an electrical shock and I almost died. And I had like a near-death experience. And I saw the light in the whole bit, and the light told me to go back because I had a job to do.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know if you could figure out what that job was or what I'm supposed to be doing, because it was just kind of bizarre, and I feel really crazy about it. But, hey, it's what happened.
Kendra, it's not really bizarre. Let's talk a little bit about your near-death experience.
Okay.
You do know that there are a lot of people that have these, don't you?
Yeah, I hear.
So I think you need to be comfortable in the fact that, number one, everybody doesn't have them, but it's not so extraordinary that you're marked in such a way as being strange.
Yeah.
It's a common experience. I also believe personally that it comes for a lot of reasons, one of them certainly being that you understand that what's going on is in your life is something that's very serious spiritually. And
yeah.
So what this is indeed is like a little signpost saying to you that you have made a commitment before you came into this lifetime to do a particular work. So it's sort of like a reminder. I like to think of it as a message from home. So indeed, dear Kendra, you received a message from home, and what I'm going to do is to connect to the cherubim and open up your records and see what this commitment was that you made before you came. And
okay.
We will do that for you. So give
okay.
me a moment to connect. And for those of you who have not listened to this show before, when I do that, a part of my mind goes to the center of the cosmos, because there is part of my soul that is there. And I am there with my sister cherubim, and they bring forth your record, Kendra. And it is much light surrounding your record, which means you have, in many lifetimes in the past, brought so much spiritual awareness, so much joy in spirit, that you have done things that have earned this great light to be surrounding your records.
Cool.
And so as they, I have to wait for a second for this light to dissipate, and we must be patient, because it clings like a cloud around your records. And as the light moves away and I can see the cover, there is a lot of gold. There is gold around the edges. And in the center, there is a color that is the most magnificent blue. And it is a very distinctive shade of blue. It is the blue of the aquamarine stone. Are you familiar with that color?
Of what?
A stone, like in a ring or a piece of jewelry. It's called aquamarine.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that color?
Yeah.
Well, that is the color that is on the cover of your record. And have you listened to this show before?
The what?
Have you listened to this show before where we've talked about this cover?
I've listened a couple times.
Well, what that means, Kendra, is that you are a sister cherubim.
Cool.
Now, what that means is there, of course, is a part of your soul that is in the center of the cosmos. And that soul works with the records that we are reading from.
Oh, wow.
But they have also sent a part of their soul to this dimension, and it is a part of that soul that has incarnated as Kendra.
Okay.
And you see, the soul is so immense in its ability, in its entirety, that we can do this. We can actually have parts of our soul in different dimensions and gaining experience from every one of those dimensions. So I wanted to say that, just how large the soul construction is. And
okay.
So we can do all of these things. And so first, my sister Cherubim wanted you to understand that you have come behind you bringing all of this magnificence of all of the other things that you have done through your many lifetimes here. Would you like to know a little bit about what you've done in other lifetimes?
Sure, yeah.
You have been one of the warrior angels. In other words, the cherubim were sent here to this planet to help defend the planet from the dark.
Cool.
Does that have a resonance to you? Do you feel...
Yeah. I'm always kind of a person who's very... I'm like... Everyone always says I'm a natural leader, and people... it's like I always fight for what's right, no matter what, and it's like I'm so bullheaded. Like, this is right, and this is how it is, and da-da-da-da. I am kind of naturally a warrior kind of person.
Well, that's where you get it from, because that was the reason that the cherubim came here, to defend truth, to help others to see the truth, to help the downtrodden. And so this happened in many of your lifetimes, along with the other cherubim. They particularly worked very diligently during those times before there was the protection of the young. In other words, there was a time when armies rode in and devastated civilizations, and there wasn't a protective force there. And this has happened in many of the past epochs in Earth's history. And you, along with the other cherubim, would have been the warriors who would have protected the defenseless people. So you would have come in as great warriors, for instance, who helped defend the people from Genghis Khan when Genghis Khan moved through the earth, sweeping into many civilizations. You would have been part of the Templars, who descended many throughout the several hundred years that they worked here. And I see you in your armor on your horse with the other Templars with your sword and your shield, always defending the weak and the defenseless. I also see you as the teacher, because they indeed came in as teachers. And so you were the teacher in Egypt. You were a teacher in Greece and in the Roman times. You followed the principles of Isis, trying to bring peace, harmony into the world. And so you have had many of these illustrious lifetimes, Kendra, defending truth, defending the helpless. And it is why there is so much light around your records. It is why you feel the way you do today, defending peace, looking for harmony, taking a stand in a place where you feel that there needs to be a stand made. When no one others would take a stand, you would.
Yeah.
You would defend what you felt was truth. And so that's where you find yourself now. And you have all of those events in the past that you are drawing that information from, because you intuitively within your heart know when something is true and when it isn't.
Yeah.
Have you found yourself doing that?
Yeah, like, I'm always the kind of person that, like, if I know something's right, that's just this is how it is, and no one's going to change my mind. That's just...
Because
I'm
you
so
recognize
set in that.
Truth. That mm-hmm. is that you recognize truth. That is part of your innate character. When
okay.
you see the written word, when you hear the spoken sound, you know right away that it is either truth or it is not.
Yes.
And if it is truth, you will defend it.
Definitely. Oh, definitely.
So that is where you find yourself today, and that is how you got here with that point of view. So let's look now as to your agreement that you made before you came into this lifetime. And so they are moving to another part of your record, opening up that part of your record, opening up that page where you were ready to incarnate into this lifetime as Kendra. And you were given, you might say, a permission, a directive from Source. I call Source that guidance in the center of the cosmos, that great truth who we call Prime Creator, all there is. And I see you standing there in front of Prime Creator, Kendra. Prime Creator is handing you a scroll. And on that scroll, there is words that are written. And what is written there is it's not a request. It is a command. And what that command is to bring my soul back to me. And you took it willingly. You took that command willingly, that you would do all that you could do in this lifetime to bring truth here and to turn around those who were against truth and help open their eyes and bring them back to Source. Because,
oh, cool.
Yes, this is the last, you might say, wave before Earth ascends. It is why you are here. You were called because this is the beginning of the new golden age. You have come every time there was an attempt at a new golden age to bring it into form, and that is why you are here now. And
awesome.
So I am asking what you are supposed to do to bring truth in. You are doing this with individuals that you come in contact to help clear their mind as to what is truth and what is not truth. But there is another aspect of that will even be more important. And what that aspect is for you to bring forth your information from your own higher mind and bring this information forth and make it available to people. Now, do you meditate, Tundra?
Oh, yeah, I meditate a lot. Like, that's something I've been practicing since I've been young, like, since I've been, like, 12 or so. I've been, like, I've just had, like, this innate ability to, like, meditate and just know how to do it. And it's, like, weird because I have been sharing other people, like, how to meditate, how to do this, how to do that. And it's, like, so many people are like, wow, I didn't think this was real or that was real. But it just amazes them. So, yeah, I meditate. I can, like, see auras and stuff like that. Like, I do a whole bunch of stuff.
Have you felt that you have reached your higher mind, where your higher mind gives you these truths, these universal truths that we're speaking of here? Have you tapped into that yet?
It's like I get flashes of it, but I'm still working on it. Like, every once in a while I can grasp it, and it's, like, weird because I'll tell someone, this is going to happen. And they'll be like, no, it's not. And then it happens. And, like, how did you know it? I'm like, I just know things. But it's, like, it's not, like, a full connection yet. It's like I grasp at it kind of right now.
Well, Kendra, this is why you were calling me, is because your soul wants you to understand how to tap into that. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
The world, as you know, is vibration.
Yes.
But there is a great deal is connected into emotion. And the emotion is the key that unlocks the door that holds back the information from the higher mind. And that emotion is love.
Okay.
And appreciation. And so, you know, we can intellectually say, I know what love is.
Yes.
But we cannot take an intellectual concept to our higher mind. We must take the feeling. Now, let's talk about the feeling of love. Now, some people feel love when they see a little baby. And they see a little baby babble or try and toddle around. And we see the joy that is in that baby's face. And one feels something. Do you know what I'm talking about? That quality?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, you must have something within you that makes you feel this emotion. Could be looking at a magnificent mountain in nature. What do you feel comfortable with? What have you seen that makes you feel this love energy?
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like, almost like love lets you tap into it, but it can also be like a driving force at the same time.
Well, yes, it has to be, and this is what you need. And so I'm asking you for a specific thing that you have seen in your life where you feel this energy. We must feel the energy of love. What have you seen that makes you feel that way?
What makes you feel that? There's a couple things. It's like my best friend makes me feel that. My family does. This one person I know, he definitely makes me feel that. There's a few things that I do feel that, and it's like,
okay,
it's that
this
universe.
Is important. As long as you understand that emotion, that feeling, when you go into meditation, you take that feeling with you, that emotion. You don't have to go through the event,
yeah.
But that feeling, that emotion, when you go into meditation, you take that with you, and then you send that to your higher mind. Now, you don't have to know where your higher mind is. Just know that if you direct that emotion with your intent to direct it to the higher mind, someplace over your head, it will reach the place you intended to go. And so you keep sending that emotion. What that does, it's like it awakens your higher mind, because your higher mind works in the emotion of love. And this is what you're doing. You're trying to get your attention of your higher mind. And how you do that is to keep sending that emotion. And there is a moment, Tendra, when the higher mind receives it and acknowledges it. And I can't explain to you what that is, because it is a shift. You feel something. it is like a doorway opens, and it is like they are acknowledging you. Your higher mind has placed their attention on you. It's like you grab them by the sleeve and says, "Here I am, Kendra. I'm asking." And when you feel that shift is when you then send your request. Your request might be simply, "I want to know what I need to do in this lifetime." And then you listen.
Okay.
And you will either hear the answer or you will see it in colors. And, of course, it depends on whether you're clairaudient or not. Are you clairaudient, meaning you...
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's, like, weird. Like, most people are like, "Are you clairvoyant?" And it's, like, I don't get, like, the pictures much, but I definitely, like, sometimes I'll get sounds or I'll get feelings. Like, sometimes I'll feel like... they almost feel like someone's, like, touching my arm or, like, I'll just get, like... I'll get a feeling sometimes, or I hear, like, a ringing in my ears, or...
Well, if you're clairaudient, you will hear that answer from your higher mind in words.
Okay.
If you have not turned on your clairaudience enough, you will see your answer in colors.
Okay.
If you hear it in words, immediately write it down, because they are easy to forget when you come back from your meditation. So
yeah.
You should, when you go into meditation, have paper and pencil there so you can immediately write it down. And I would also suggest that you write down your question before you begin.
Okay.
Your question or questions, because your higher mind will allow more than one question.
Okay.
And if you're not hearing the voice and see the colors, then you ask your angels to interpret them for you.
Okay.
But this is what you need to do now. And it is because you have information that your higher mind has collected through all of your lifetimes. You will be bringing this forth now in this great expanse of time, which is bringing in the new golden age. And you will be a part of that, Kendra.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
It's amazing. Thank you very, very much. Like, in a lot of ways, I kind of already knew that, because I kind of figured, because I'm kind of like a leader person, and people have always, like the first will hear about things I have to say and be like, "That's kind of weird," but then after, like, a while, they're like, "Wow, there is truth into that." And so it's like, I've always thought it was weird. Like, I can get people to believe things that usually most people will be like, that's just weird, or that's crazy, or this or that. So
well,
like,
Kendra,
I
would just like to say one last thing to you, and that is trust.
Okay.
Trust what you are doing is accurate, because
okay.
The more you do it and the more you trust it, the stronger it gets.
Okay. Okay.
So sit back, relax, and trust it. And
okay.
Bless you, dear Kendra. I would suggest that you go to my website, www.metatronminutes.com.
Okay.
We really need you at the conference calls because of your power to help bring in healing for the world.
Okay.
And also, you could sign up for the newsletter there.
Okay.
But we need your power, because what we do on the conference calls is, well, first of all, we receive many great gifts ourselves, but in unison, we work together under the auspices of Lord Metatron, Archangel Mikael, and others, and we go to those trouble spots in the world and help clear it.
Okay.
So
cool.
It would be something that you could work with that would bring you great satisfaction.
Okay. Well, I'll look into that, and thank you very much.
Bless you, Kendra.
Bless you, too. Thank you.
So, my friends, it is amazing what is in the records, is it not? There is every answer there for what you are searching for. And let's hope that you've gotten at least to the point where you are searching. We have another caller in your name.
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary, darling. How are you, sweet face?
I'm doing fine.
fine. It's so much, you know, God has never closed a door without opening a window, and the window had a better view. I love it.
See, that line, you have, that line was in The Sound of Music, you know.
Oh, I did.
That God doesn't close a door without opening a window, but what the writer forgot was it didn't have a better view.
Okay.
I left that part out. So where'd you manifest that one? I love it.
Oh, Jesus from source. Can you assist me with something? Please, from the seraphim on out, this is the desire of the heart. I was doing some channeling with my brother, and because of the compassion in my soul looks at some of these children born with fetal alcohol syndrome and other things of this nature.
Yes.
And I know how to reconstruct it. I just know that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, this is just like doing your ABCs. We remember it. And I'm going, I love you guys, but it's pea soup down here, and it's a little clearer up there.
Isn't that the truth?
And can you help me with that? I know it's done with sound. I know it's done on an individual basis. I know that it's done from the heart and only with permission of the other person's higher self. But can you help me with that?
Well, you know I would always help you, Rosemary, dear sweet soul that you are. But let us put this in a better question form. If I were to go to the records and ask a question, how would I phrase that?
How can I reintegrate? Words, please. How can I reintegrate and reactivate the ability to use sound to restore those who are damaged in brain, mind, body, and spirit?
Okay, so you want to know basically how to use sound to heal and make the physical whole and complete. Is that...
And the spiritual as well.
Yes. So does that encompass what you're trying to find
yes.
out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is sound. So with your permission, we will go and open up your records, dear Rosemary, and see what it says. I think we've done this for you before, haven't we, with other questions?
Other abilities that I really needed to have. Where did I put that?
Well, you put it in your back pocket with your operational manual.
Why did I sit on it?
I'm always wondering where my operational manual is. And for the most part, I'm usually sitting on it and I can't read it. Okay, my dear, let us see this invoker of sound. We have two cherubim there. Oh, they're giving me this little illustration. You would just love this if you could see this. Maybe you can. They do these little things in spirit sometime. They're pretending that your book of records is so heavy that it takes two of them to bring it out.
Oh, active being.
Can you see that?
Yeah, it's a big one.
They're agreeing with it. It was a big one. Because you have been here so many times, you have worked so diligently through so many of the epics that you have participated in. You didn't sleep too much on the other side, did you, dear one?
No.
You were down here stirring the pot continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before they get to that, they want to go to the very beginning, and they want you to go there, knowing that you were able to do this. And that is to those early days in Atlantis, when you had, at that point, not that you don't have it now, but at that point, you had so much power and grace and beauty, and you actually worked with sound. And so they want you to connect to that high priestess
okay.
that you were then. I see this lovely crown upon your head when you worked. It was gold. Beautiful. Can you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, quite
long,
lovely.
Long,
impressive.
Long black hair is what I'm seeing.
And it is because you were acknowledged as one of the great ones who had this ability.
Well, before the light was, the sound was.
Yes. And part of the reason that you had these abilities, and you know this, is because your intent was solely focused upon the Creator, and you had aligned your complete ambitions in bringing in the truths that the Creator wished to bring to this planet. And it was the reason why you had been given so many gifts. And so there was a wiring. In other words, the physical body, your physical body then, was wired in such a manner that you could understand, interpret the very slightest note of vibration as it evolved in humanity, as it was connected to their deeds, as it connected to the physical. And so the physical was wired in a certain manner to accomplish this. And what they are saying is that go into a deep meditation. You know how to do this.
Okay.
And to command that the cells duplicate that wiring from that time of your highest available ability in Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
That it is all there waiting for you to connect. And that is all you need to do, dear one.
Thank you. I would so really, I'm grateful to the Seraphims because I see these children and so many, they've been so hurt by what their parents knowingly or unknowingly did in ignorance. And I see a whole generation being prepared to be throwaway children.
Yes.
And I think that if a simple modality of sound can promote so much healing in them.
Yes.
And so I will go and I will ask with a humble heart that be so.
Do you have resonance to this? How do you feel when I told you this about having this ability in Atlantis and that was all you needed to do? How did your heart and soul and body feel about that?
There was just a welling of love for you, for the universe, for
Aww.
The truth seeker that you are. And then I just saw this like amphitheater where the love of the entire temple just filled through, and I just got to be a channel of it because it was the willingness of all that this one be whole.
Yes, it is the desire of Source that all of their children be cared for in the perfection that they were brought to when that blueprint came to the mother at the time of conception. It was Creator's plan, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are cooperating with that desire of Source to bring forth that perfect human being that was envisioned.
Yep, I've done that a couple other places too when I worked with Isis.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you dear heart, you know this, you will remember,
mm-hmm.
and you must call me back and let me know how that goes.
Well, I've been able to do it on demand occasionally, but, you know, not just as a go in and do it. I was with my husband in the chiropractor's office, and I looked at my husband, and I looked at the chiropractor, going, I feel is an aspect of Archangel Michael in the flesh. He's just a wonderful human being. And I looked at him and I said, may I? And he said, I trust you.
Aww.
I walked over to Bill and I put my finger at the where the brain and the skull meet.
Uh-huh.
And I just sent a tone that I didn't know that I knew. And I simply asked the base of the brain to awaken and allow more light for ascension.
Wow.
And he said, I could feel that down into my socks.
Well,
okay. It wasn't meant for your socks.
And my darling, you know that that was the angelic tone.
Yeah.
Do you not?
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, you know, it's a joy. It's an incredible joy. I mean, we meditate without ceasing. There isn't a time that, like, you're stuck in a restaurant and someone goes to the washroom and you just go back into God. Less and less you're in the world, as so much you are coming from God to the world.
Yes, that's beautiful. I like to think of it as in the world, but not of the world.
Cool. Thank you for my help with this quest. I will go and talk with that aspect of my being, and I can already see her agreeing to assist me.
I love it.
And whatever is required will be brought to me. And this means that they're showing me a series of tuning forks.
Yeah, yeah. The tuning fork, yeah. Mm-hmm. You worked with a tuning fork.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. have them?
There'll be a series of them that I'll be using
yes.
later on. But the younger this is caught in a child, the easier it is to restore the template.
I would like to mention about the tuning forks. If you decide to purchase them,
mm-hmm.
also get the angelic tuning fork. It's a very small one.
Okay.
I think you'll find you'll be using that one a lot.
Okay, I didn't know they made angelic tuning forks.
Yes, there is an angelic tuning fork, and there is a crystal tuning fork. There is a set of tuning forks, and then these two are two smaller ones.
Crystal.
And the angelic one has, of course, a specific pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So when you buy them, don't forget to get that one.
Okay. Where I'm excited.
Of course you're excited. You got that little inner tuning fork just all jumping around.
Where would one go to find these things?
Look on the internet.
The internet
tuning
is
fork.
My friend.
Oh, you know, they're available. They're easy enough to find. I have a set here that I haven't been working with, and when you were talking about that, I thought, oh, yes, they're reminding me. I need to work with mine, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's like...
They're wonderful for healing,
mm-hmm.
and as intuitive as you are, I suspect that as you use them, you will actually see how the vibration of the tuning fork goes into the physical and how it changes the physical.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
I'm a bit of a spiritual scientist, really.
Well, then you will enjoy doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I also see you doing that with animals. Do you have some pets around?
Absolutely.
You use your tuning forks on your pets, too.
Okay. I mean, it may sound like a strange thing to say, but this is for every pet lover. One of the last things I do before bed is I have this wonderful collie, and I will just kneel by her side, and I'll place my hand on her head and on her back, and I will thank God for the creation of such a loving, incredibly wise being.
Yes.
Whose heart is pure. And ask that she dwell in comfort while she's in the physical. And if she chooses and God chooses, let ascension be hers as well.
Which reminds me of something as you were doing that. When you get your tuning forks,
mm-hmm.
I think you could contact the whales with them and bring forth information.
Oh, wonderful.
Work on that.
Okay, I will, because we're going to be realigning a few things shortly, and the whales know how to do it. I don't know where that comes from. I talk to you, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Well, they have a great deal of knowledge that would assist you. I'm being reminded of that.
Okay, I will talk to the whales and ask and use the forks. Okay.
Well, have you listened to there have been people who have recorded the singing of whales.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever listened to those records?
often?
Well, if you listen to it, their songs sound very much like vibration.
Mm-hmm. It says in the book of Isaiah, the sound has gone out even unto the ends of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And all creatures are in that sound, all creatures in manifestation. And this note that we're sounding with the whales and the dolphins and so many others is a note of incredible healing for this planet.
Yes, indeed. They have carried that knowledge since they came here.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, humans have not connected with them enough to really benefit from it.
Well, what I've observed as I've looked at humanity, at the end of any age, there was, you know, the bullfighting came from the end of the age of the bull, Taurus. And at the end of the age of Pisces, this sacrifice came when we started sacrificing the most sentient beings in the water.
Yes.
And it must cease. It must cease. And it will cease. Whoa.
Well, powerful one, you just go and let me and work on these things and let me know how it turns out.
I will do that with great enthusiasm.
I know you will.
And thank you for your assistance. You've made my heart so glad.
Oh, you make mine sing too, dear.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, friends, we have like, maybe 15 minutes left of the show. I didn't get an opportunity to bring anything in that I was wanted to talk about, but you know, that's cool. I would much rather talk to you than have me sit here and talk about some other things. If there's someone else out there with a question, you don't have much time. You better get your fingers dialing. We're here at 877-876-5227, and so it's up to you. Would you like to know what's in your records? And if for some reason you don't wish to discuss it on the radio, you can go to my website and order a reading. And your name, please.
Roxanne.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, darling. What can we do for you?
Well, I have some questions. I have some amazing projects I'm working on right now, and what I need is to know where to really, really center my focus right now.
Okay, your words are a little soft. I think what you said is you wanted to know where to focus on, but what was the part in front of that?
Focus my energy.
Okay. Now you're talking about your spiritual energy. Are you talking about making money? What area are we talking about here?
My creative energies that are creating actually money for me.
Okay. So this is really a question about manifesting, is it not?
Yes, ma'am. It is a question about manifesting. I have many different things I'm working on manifesting right now. I'm writing a book. I'm focusing on doing public speaking and singing and life coaching. And I own a massage therapy company.
Yes. So at times you feel that, I sense that at times you feel like you're pulled in a lot of directions.
Oh, yeah.
And because of that, would you say that sometimes you're not completing a particular, you're not seeing a particular idea or adventure to the end because you've got your hands in a lot of pots? Is that basically what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know which direction to focus. I love singing. I love public speaking. But the opportunities for those aren't necessarily in front of me right now.
Yeah.
I'm writing a book, and the writing of the book is sometimes wonderful and sometimes difficult. And the book's purpose is to help create a platform for public speaking with the book.
How far away are you from finishing the book?
Depends on the day.
Depends on the day.
I'd say 4 months right now.
Okay, now, about money, how are you earning your money presently?
Yeah, it could be better.
What are you doing to bring in, what is your, what is bringing in your income?
My major source of income is massage therapy.
Okay, so it's the massage therapy.
And
okay.
I'm doing life coaching with the massage therapy, but I'm not getting paid to do the coaching.
Okay, well, from a practical point of view, we'll look at your records, but just from the practical point of view.
The profitable point of view?
Yeah, the practical point of view, you must build up the massage to bring forth enough income to fulfill your other desires.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
And so from the practical point of view, that's the first thing that you need to do. So what are you doing to promote that business?
I'm actually looking into creating massage in a couple large corporations here where I live, Hewlett-Packard. I'm working on getting some contracts with Hewlett-Packard. I'm working on getting some contracts with some large corporations, and I work for a spa 4 days a week, and I do mobile massage.
Okay. What's happening here is you certainly have the large viewpoint.
And it is a large viewpoint?
Yeah, the large viewpoint. You see life from the big picture.
Big picture, that's me.
And that is marvelous. And you will break, by using that aspect of yourself, you will break into some really large markets in doing this. But, yes, you will, because these big things that you're talking about doing are going to connect. You're going to connect with them. You're going to make it big. But what you are forgetting is the little steps that you have to make to bring in more current income.
Yes.
So
a little step.
Yeah, so you stick with the big steps. We're not suggesting that you change anything with that. Keep working with those things, but do some little steps that's going to bring in income immediately. In other words, this large focus that you have is brilliant. But these sorts of things take time to develop.
Okay.
And so while these large things that you are working with is taking the time to develop, you need to take some baby steps to bring in the current income.
Yes.
And so taking that into consideration, what could be some baby steps that you could use to bring in current income immediately?
I could keep working with the contracts with the corporations, because I would ultimately be creating jobs for other massage therapists with that.
Will that bring immediate income to you?
In the next month or so, yes.
Okay, well, that's where you go. In other words, what you need to do is to make a plan.
Make a plan.
See, you have so many brilliant steps that you can take that your pictures of grandeur, and they are beautiful pictures, and you hold on to those.
Okay.
But what's happening is that it's pulling you away a little bit, and you need to be a little bit more focused. And so what you need to do is you need to write this down on paper. And the first thing that you're going to put down on that paper is what we talked about, this plan for little baby steps to increase your income. And if it's working on the contracts, then you put your first step as working on the contracts, and not only that, the individual contracts perhaps that you've gotten ideas to work on. And
so
you put that up there as the first thing that you're going to be doing.
Uh-huh.
And then underneath of that, you do your plans, these magnificent, brilliant plans that you are working on.
Like my book and my vibrational healing.
Right, you
CD.
Do all of that. And then what you do is you focus. See, you're not, because of the way your mind works, you don't like to focus on these little mundane things, right?
No, I don't. I like big stuff.
That's right. You like the big stuff. And this is where your weakness is.
Okay.
Okay? And so what you do is, when you list all of these things down, you put in some sort of schedule. In other words, let's say your book writing, for instance.
Schedule,
You decide, well, how many hours a week that you are going to devote to this. And you might even decide, well, Saturday is a good day for me. I'm going to write on Saturday. I'm just using an example.
Mm-hmm.
And you formulate this plan, and you put it in front of you. And see, right now you are having this sense of being scattered.
Yes, I am. I'm scattered.
And that is the central theme of what you're doing. And so how you bring all of this together is to put it on paper, to put your, like I said, see, what you've got to do is you've got to take those little steps to increase your current income.
Okay.
And that is first. That has to be first, because if you miss out on that, all these other pieces are going to fall away.
Yeah, and I'll not be having any income, and then I'll be so focused on fear because I don't have any income.
Exactly.
That the book will get put on the back burner yet again.
That's exactly how it's going to work. So you plan, you put all of these different goals that you have, all these different desires down on paper. The most important thing is building up your current income, and then you schedule, these other things, and the book is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you put in the schedule, whatever time you wish to devote to that every week.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, darling, I really don't think we need to get anything from the records. I think what is coming forth to me is, you see, you have a lot of strengths. We all have strengths, and then we have some weaknesses in the sense there are some things that we don't particularly wish to do. And
yes.
It is minds like you that are focused on these big pictures that mm-hmm. sometimes these little things that we don't wish to focus on slips by the wayside, and then the whole plan seems to be disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important for you to do, and I hope you take my word seriously and sit down and plan this, because if you do, you will find that your income will increase and all these other things will fall into place.
Good. And I'll have more freedom, I would imagine. More
well,
time freedom.
You would. And, I mean, if you want to, you could even put in there a day to play. Or if you want to play on Sunday. Then
yeah, well, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's your day to play.
Okay.
But it's so easy, dear.
Okay. Yes. I see that now.
Yes, it's so easy.
Okay.
You are the one of the grand ideas.
Mm-hmm. My book is part of my public speaking, and my vibrational healing CD is something that I decided to create because I could still use my vocals. I used to be a professional singer.
Darling, it's beautiful. It's
sound.
Wonderful. And, sweetheart, I have to go right now. Call me back next week. We're right at the end of the hour.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. And until next week, until we can get together again and touch one another, do go to my different websites, carolynevers.com, Metatron Minutes. We have free newsletters. We have the conference call with Lord Metatron. Keep me in your heart. All of you are in my heart. And this is a blessed path that we walk together, is it not? And so next Saturday, Charlene will be here. Join us then. Until then, this is Carolyn Evers. Goodbye for now.